Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You know what they say.
Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning.
No, not that.
Okay, what?
You know.
Early bird gets the worm.
That's gross.
I'm not eating it.
No, it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
I don't care what it is.
Oh, what is going on with you, bud? You're so moody these days.
I'm just trying to get
through the day.
Perhaps we can try a little harder.
Yeah!
Why?
Because it's showtime!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number officially, Carla, 2461.
Okay. All
if you're
right.
Keeping track at home.
Okay.
It is Tuesday morning at about 6:06. Everybody hopefully survived the weekend. I know I had a rough period there yesterday.
I know.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going around, but it's hitting everybody.
Was it going around, or was it food poisoning, or was it?
I think it was that bug.
Okay. All right.
But I will tell you, I did have the most awful, god-awful chicken.
Oh, no. Well, that didn't help, did it?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
But enough about that. Feeling better
and good.
Looking forward to a vacation next week.
Yes, I know.
At
good
least I
you.
Am. I know yours
yeah,
is
good
in
for
May.
You. Mine is a little later. So. Yeah.
But, boy, I know we're probably a day late on all this, but the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, my God.
I think you and I were the only ones that didn't go.
So. Yeah, apparently. What kind of pull do we not have?
We have
by
none.
By the way.
None.
Everybody I know. Oh, my gosh. It's like I didn't know. Oh, yeah, we're going. Yeah.
We'll talk more about that a little bit later on this morning.
Floor seats. Really? Really?
See, when I hear floor seats,
huh?
All I hear is it takes that much longer to get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Climb the stairs.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah, you got to be like about, I don't know, under like 20 now to have floor seats.
Put me on the lower bowl.
Yeah.
Right at the mezzanine.
Right. At an exit.
At an exit.
Aisle seat. Yes.
Right by the bathrooms and a concession stand, and I'm happy. Good Lord. All right, talk about that. Tickets for Sammy Hagar. I know you and Morty announced both Sammy Hagar and Madonna yesterday. So the Sammy Hagar tickets we have to give away a little bit later on this hour. Madonna, 8:40. Sunshine today. Highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy and windy tomorrow.
I'm so sick of this. Just make up your mind.
Highs in the low 60s. We've got 41 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
I get all my news from the radio.
Here are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
It is National Hot Tub Day today, by the way. So happy National Hot Tub Day to creepy dudes with porn stashes you enjoy.
Uh-huh.
There is still no official word on the future of daylight saving time in the U.S. However, in Greenland, a country of 56,000 people, they have officially decided to stop changing their clocks. They're leaving them. They're tired of it. They're leaving them. I can only hope that the United States follows in Greenland's footsteps.
See, that's how you do it with that many people.
Yeah,
all in favor? Yay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anybody against?
Yeah.
It's done.
Exactly. Yes, you can go over by one, and there we go.
Uh-huh.
Not changing the clocks, okay? In a survey of sports fans, the average super fan says they would travel about almost 6 hours to see a big game they wanted to see. And 45% of them say they've traveled out of the country for a game that they wanted to see, which is cool. Research says that attending live sporting events improves levels of well-being and it reduces feelings of loneliness. Obviously, you're in a big crowd, you know, and you're going to hear the song Jump Around. So it's like, yay, jump around, everybody, jump up.
I think as you get older, that wears off.
It might. I mean, I know there's some
I could just watch it on TV.
There, that's for sure.
Oh, I know guys
Oh, my God.
And then you hear about those group of guys.
Oh, jeez.
Who was it those guys that, and they're getting older. I think that they've lost a couple of guys in this group that have been to every Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And I guess if that's your thing, then that's your thing.
I know. I agree. I like watching at home. It's a baseball. I do love a live baseball game.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And it is official, people. This all started last week. But the TSA did announce, and they just keep announcing, they reiterated that, yes, they, at least, the TSA considers peanut butter to be a liquid. Do not bring it on the plane.
How?
Yes, it's a liquid. Anything that takes the form of the container it's in that is considered a liquid by the TSA. Now, everybody else disagrees, but the TSA, fine, you don't have to agree, but you can't bring it on because that is a liquid in their book. So it seems odd. It was a big to-do last week when the woman had the peanut butter.
Right.
So, I don't know. We got to talk about this because there are, if that's the case, there are a lot of things then you can't bring on a plane, you know. So there are a lot of things. So think about that one. You ponder that one. A few things you should know. Definitely sponsored by Fairway Buick. Family-friendly pricing only at the Fairway Buick GMC. East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaybuickgmc.com.
Carly, you mentioned the peanut butter. That peanut butter is now considered a liquid, according to TSA. But it's not just now. This is not a new policy.
No.
It just happened to go viral.
Right, right.
Somebody on Twitter was surprised, actually shocked that they got stopped for having peanut butter at an airport security because TSA liquids, gels, and aerosols rule.
Yep.
TSA says it's a liquid because it has no shape. Now, it's been like 20 years since TSA limited liquids to 3 ounces. 20 years.
Yeah, you believe that? It was shortly after 9/11, really.
So, peanut butter, and if as I read this, it makes sense. Peanut butter falls under the same liquid classification as toothpaste, moisturizers, creams, mascara, jams, and jellies. All these things, including peanut butter, are allowed, but only 3 ounces or less.
Yeah, okay. And you can throw it in your suitcase. You know, you just can't carry it on. Yeah, I know. Mascara cracks me up because I often have that in my bag and they've never said anything, but, you know, because that's so far off from a life.
You and I have talked about this before, that it would be fine if all the rules seemingly were the same.
Well, yeah.
With TSA agents across the country. But it doesn't seem like it is.
No, it seems like sometimes, it seems like oftentimes it's a matter of time, too. It's like, should my shoes come off? Yes, absolutely. And then the next time, no, don't take your shoes off. What, is the line longer? Is that why we're doing that? So, yeah, it seems like it's a little different everywhere. I think it's supposed to be the same, but
you would think.
But it's not always. That's for sure.
And when I've gone through, and for those people traveling or who have traveled and run into this, feel free, dial us up, 702-739-9636. It's amazing to me that leaving Las Vegas, they might see something in my bag, go, no, you're fine. You're good.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then when I come back, they'll say, nope, can't do that, can't blah, blah. And I'll say, well, when I got here, it was fine. Why isn't it fine now?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how they do it in Vegas or how they do it here or there, but here. Well, aren't you guys all on the following the same book?
Yeah, I know. I have no idea why that's the case. And I don't know if there's anybody out there who works for the FAA or the TSA, excuse me. I don't know why it's different. Or if that is, if it's not, is it not federal?
You know, I thought it was.
Statewide?
No, it is.
I thought it was too, but I'm asking, are there different, is it different in each state? Is it different at each airport? Do you get to make, you know, different decisions, I guess, depending on situations?
I think it depends the mood.
Is that it? You think if they're in a good mood,
the TSA,
they're like, you know, we can do it this way now, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm having a crappy day, so I'm stopping everybody.
Yeah, take your socks off, too.
Well, I'm not even talking about shoes or socks. Yeah. I'm talking about stuff you carry on.
Yeah. Well, I would say, I mean, I'm, you know, not the brightest person on earth, but I know what I can carry on and what I can't. And anything I have a question about, I throw in my suitcase.
Yeah.
So that's all. You know, I could carry a salami on. People may not like it. You know, but I can't carry a jar of olives. Yes, that's right. So, yeah. So,
all right, if there's a TSA agent out there, yeah, call. You know who I saw being a TSA agent for a while was Eric Randall. Remember him, the weather guy?
Yeah.
He was a TSA agent.
I wonder if he's listening. Eric, if you're listening,
yeah,
talk to us.
Straighten us out on this whole thing.
Yes.
Let's see if we can find somebody to help us out with this. Tickets for Sammy Hagar. We have those to give away. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. We have those tickets for Sammy Hagar to give away. Tell you how to win those in just a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Doug Davenport calling, and I fly every week on either Southwest or another airline. And I was told this weekend for the first time when I was coming back from Phoenix, we raced in Phoenix this weekend, that it's discretionary at every airport.
So they can make up their own rules.
They can make up their own rules. I looked at the guy and I said, he winked at me and he said, it's discretionary. I said, I have not showed my boarding pass for probably the last 3 months because I haven't been to Phoenix. And he says, it's discretionary, sir. And then I was in Reno, three weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened. It's discretionary, but it's strictly up to either the guy that's sitting at the counter there or their boss, but it's strictly discretionary what the rules they want to imply. Now, that possibly is a rule, but discretionary at every airport.
So I hit the nail on the head. It depends on their mood.
Exactly. 100% right.
Listen, Reno Airport, I feel like I'm going to a prison. That's where I'm from. It's like they're tough on people there.
I go up there about once a month. I fly to Orange County every week, and I never know what to pop out my phone to show them my boarding pass, or do they just want my driver's license? So Vegas, strictly driver's license. I've never had a problem here, but any other airport, it's bad. Like I said, last week, first time the guy told me that it's discretionary, sir.
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So you hit the nail on the head, Mike. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. It's the first time I heard it, and I flew 114 flights last year. I think I'm at like 22 so far this year. So.
Yeah.
Well, if we can't trust this guy, who can we trust?
Exactly. I know. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Glad you guys great. Thank you.
I'm just trying. What did you do? Go underwater?
I know it. I don't know what happened there.
I'm just trying to get a peanut butter sandwich on the plane. It's a liquid.
No. Actually, I think you can bring a peanut butter sandwich on.
Three ounces or less.
Yeah, you can't bring a jar of peanut butter on. Yes, exactly.
Wow, that's wild. Well, you know what? You don't think of this stuff, and then all of a sudden it happens, and they go.
No, absolutely.
Sorry, I got the book right here.
Somebody made a bomb out of peanut butter once, so we cannot have that.
No, that's a liquid.
Yeah.
It's under the rules.
I don't quite understand, like, some of those things. Why still that is with liquids? Safety, I get it. Is it the throwing at somebody? Is it the... I don't know quite why that is, but...
Listen, if it were up to me, you wouldn't be allowed to take anything on a plane.
Really? I thought you were going to say you'd be allowed to bring anything. Just keep moving, people.
Nothing. You're not moving
I'm not a carry-on fan, first of all. I'm not a fan of carry-on at all. So I carry a small bag, but... That's about it. Yeah, I don't like carry-on bags.
All right, Sammy Hagar, Circle, going to be at the Pearl Concert Theater in July. You want to go. We're going to play Wrong Answer. That's the game we're playing this morning. Wrong Answer, 702-739-9636, starting with caller number 9. Do it now and good luck. You're number 9. You're going to play. Here we go. It's called the Wrong Answer.
Yes, Robin, wrong answers only.
So any question you get, make sure to give the wrong answer. 5 out of 5, you're a big winner. Here we go. Number 1.
Robin, Sammy Hagar says, I can't drive.
75.
Number 2.
He was with another band called Van.
Van.
Yes.
Anything.
Any answer, Robin.
Sam Cougar.
Okay.
Number 3.
Robin, if I'm driving a car, what vehicle am I driving?
An airplane.
Number four.
Good. We're almost through March, Robin. What will the next month be?
September.
Number five.
And what meat is on a turkey sandwich?
Chicken.
Yes.
Good girl. There we go. I stopped her on the band with Van Blank, but
I wanted to say Halen so bad.
It's Robin, it's harder than you think.
I know.
People think it's so easy. It's wow. Like, it's not. It's not.
You got the tickets. That's the
important.
Right?
Yes.
You got the tickets, so that's the important thing from the Bubble Breeze Prize Closet. Sammy Hagar Circle at the Palms inside the Pearl. That's going to be in July, so hang on a line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That was so much fun. Thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's what we do. We have a lot of fun. Every Monday through Friday morning.
Yes, we do. You know, I got to ask if there's anybody out there, by the way, I'm just putting it out there, that went to see Foreigner. I would love to hear. I would just love to hear if they heard any of our choirs yet.
Yeah, because they did the first weekend. They got the next weekend coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
So right?
Just an aside. I would love to know.
702-739-9636. Text or call anytime into the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Mm-hmm. 723, the term pregnancy nose has gone viral on TikTok with expectant moms wondering why their noses have gotten so big. Here's a nurse explaining why women are going through this. So listen to her, women. If you're pregnant and your nose is getting big, this is why.
During pregnancy, your body makes a lot more blood because it knows you're going to lose some during delivery, and you also have to support another human being. And all this extra blood flow can really cause some swelling. A lot of times it shows up in your face as well because there are really small capillaries all up in your face, and the extra blood flow just makes you really, just really swollen. And after delivery, it might take a little bit of time, but your nose and your face should generally go back to normal.
Okay, so.
Yeah, there you go. Everything, unfortunately, ladies. Yes, I've not been there, but I sure have enough friends and family. Everything just gets bigger, you know. You appreciate some things that get bigger.
Right.
For the moment, and others not so much.
But your nose?
Yeah. Yeah, everything. Boy, and your feet expand. Yeah, you're, you know, carrying a lot more liquid.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, I know. It's lovely.
But specifically your nose, how many women who got pregnant or are pregnant notice their nose getting bigger? Because then if it does, you have pregnancy nose.
Isn't PN. Isn't that one of the parts of the body that continues to grow, they say, as well?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so. I don't know. I got to check it up now. Check it out. Let's see here. Does the nose bones stop growing, but the cartilage in our ears and noses continues to grow. So
as you get older, your nose grows.
Your nose can get bigger. Yes, it can. Anyhow, So that's another reason I avoided pregnancy. I don't need a bigger nose on this.
You don't need a
short little thing. Yeah.
You're okay with your cute little pug nose?
Yes, I know. Exactly. Yes. Yes, I am.
Women who got pregnant, did your nose get big? And how long did it take to get back down to normal size?
Oh, my gosh.
That's who we're looking to talk to this morning.
I know.
Or guys, maybe women might not be that keen on admitting it.
Yeah, did your wife or girlfriend's nose get a little bigger?
Honey, is that normal?
I hope you didn't point it out.
Well, we know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, but we're talking about pregnancy nose.
Yes, we are.
Pregnant women are finding that, and this is a real thing, that when they get pregnant, expectant moms wondering why their noses have gotten so big. We had a nurse who explained why. That has gone viral on TikTok.
Yes,
this is why this thing has blown up. Pregnancy nose, or PN, as it's called.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, my wife, Jody, has two kids of her own.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, did your nose get big when you got pregnant?
My nose is big anyway.
No.
No, it's a cute little nose.
It's a cute nose. You have a cute nose, Josie.
No, I did not notice that. Huh. I don't know how anybody would with everything else getting bigger.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like everything else gets big. That, really? Wow.
Yeah, but it's right in the middle of your face.
I know.
I mean, you would think that would stand
out.
Well, it's called pregnancy nose, and gone viral on TikTok that women's noses get bigger when they're pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Never heard of it.
Oh, okay. God. Well, she had two kids,
well,
so you think.
Don't you two try it now, okay?
No, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not even for scientific reasons.
No. Good, Mike. One of our listeners, Rhonda, said it's true. Nobody warns you about it. And just overnight, when I had my last child about 3 years ago, I swear my nose doubled in size. I couldn't breathe either the remainder of my pregnancy. I just felt congested the whole time.
That's not good.
No, I don't like that. And you can't take anything either because you're pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take a bottle of wine, you know, to open up your sinuses.
Medicine like
yes,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Another one of our listeners, Lynn, said, you know, now that I think about it, I feel like every part of my body just expanded. So who's to say if my nose got bigger? But it was the most uncomfortable time in my whole entire life. Yeah, I gotta say, if men could get pregnant, there would be very few children. There would be very few kids.
I would agree with you.
Well, I don't feel well.
Being so whiny and stuff.
Look at my nose, honey. It's huge. I feel terrible about myself. All right, Charlie. Knock it off, Hank.
I look this ugly to
you.
Yeah,
yes, exactly. I just feel fat. Well, you are fat. You're pregnant. Joseph? Oh, my God.
But again,
God.
Being right there in the middle of your face, that would be, you would notice that. But.
Yes. One of our listeners actually wrote in, I don't know. I'm sure my nose did get bigger, but man alive, my hands and wrists, I felt like a wrestler. They were huge. So apparently everything does get bigger. Yeah.
Including your nose.
Yes. And
Well, for those women that are going through this and looking at their face right now in the mirror going, my nose seems to be getting bigger.
Uh-huh.
It is true. It is real. If it's, on TikTok, it has to be.
Well, it has to be real, Mike. Of course, one of our male listeners. Thank you, sir. I don't know about her nose, but everything else got a lot bigger, and it was sure nice for a few months. Okay. Well, you know, okay.
See, guys always try and look at the glass half full.
Yes, right. Yes, the silver lining,
if you will.
If you will. And even if you won't.
I should have asked Jody when she had that allergy. You know, it affected her lips, and they swelled up.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, she goes, I don't. They're sore and they're swelling. I said, you know, if they'd stop right now, they would be so hot. And she goes, seriously?
I don't get that whole thing at all. I just had that huge conversation with a guy, though, who thinks they're gross, like the big lips are gross.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Don't know where it came from. I didn't read anything in the Bible about that. I didn't read anything in any history books about it. Uh-huh. I don't know where it came from.
Perfect. Well, if somebody can clear us up on that. We're talking nose and lips this morning.
Oh, man.
We'll take a break and be back. One more text about the big nose thing.
Oh, well, actually, you know, somebody wrote in. Katie said, you know, I listen to the morning show every day, except Saturday and Sunday. I think it's time you take on the hard news and address the real issues that we are facing. Like, which donuts are better, Randy's or Pink Box? Are donuts with holes in the middle considered diet donuts? Things like that. Cheeseburgers, donuts, pizza. Are they considered well-rounded foods? She was on a roll here.
Uh-huh.
These are the hard-hitting questions that your listeners need answers to.
Well, Mike, we can only do one at a time.
Yes,
so.
I know.
Maybe we kick off a half week of all that stuff.
Maybe we do.
And a very special Mike and Carla.
Right. And listen, we are not blind people. We know what the world is like, and that's exactly why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly why we do this.
Just to get through the day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
No kidding. Yes. By the way, Mike, one other thing. Katie wrote in, and she said, I'm sorry, Kathy, excuse me, said, Mike, the Kardashians look like blow-up dolls with those lips. So so there's that, Mike.
I didn't say I wanted Jody's lips to get that big, but...
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
But I see what she's saying.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I know. So there you go. There,
I get it.
We got everything covered. You don't have to go anywhere else.
Nope. Keep it right here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, this happened just as we were wrapping up the show yesterday. Kelly Clarkson, she announced that she'll be doing a 10-show residency here in Las Vegas this summer. I think it's so cool that she's doing this. She's doing this at the new, it was Zappos Theater. It's now the Bakkt Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she'll be doing that most of July and August, her dates are. So I'm very excited about that. That seats about 7,000 people, so.
And a great theater to see a concert. Would that be a good girls' night out?
Oh, that would be probably one of the ultimate girls' nights out. Yeah.
Would you let Morty go?
You know what? I would absolutely bring Morty to that one. He would be my date for that one. Because we're getting her. We are getting her for Morty. I'm telling you right now.
We're getting her.
We're getting her. Yes, I would bring Morty to my girls' night out for that one. Yes.
Let's work on that.
Because I want to hear him scream and just have a good time.
Does Morty scream?
Since you've been gone! Yes!
Well, that's something you'd have to get on audio.
Oh, absolutely.
Or video.
Absolutely. Yeah. Morty singing Independent Woman. Yeah, yeah. I miss Independent. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Listen, speaking of our friend and producer, Morty, listen to this. John Wick, Chapter 4. Like a $74 million opening weekend. It did great over the weekend. Those movies, just people. Keanu Reeves, you know, I don't think anybody ever thought of him as an Academy Award winning actor. He's gone on to be the most well-liked actor, everyone's favorite out there. So that movie's doing well. Why do I think that won't be the last chapter on that one? I also read that Molly Shannon will be hosting Saturday Night Live April 8th. I'm looking forward to that. I think she's really funny.
And, superstar.
Yes, yeah, superstar. Love her. Just read her book, actually. It's really good. Musical guest, the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, that'd be a good girl's night out. I'd go with you
that. That would, actually. That really would. And, Mike, listen to this. You know, we were talking about planes and flying earlier. A new survey reveals that 33% of people think, I could land a plane in an emergency. And mostly men are very confident that they could land a plane without any previous experience. So,
are you talking like a small plane or
plane? It's a plane, but I do believe they're talking larger scale. They're talking commercial.
Man.
So maybe, I guess if somebody's helping you along.
I don't know. There's a lot of buttons and stuff.
Yeah, I know. If that's even going to be a thought, you know what? Clean undies and I hope there's a doctor on board
and
as
then,
well.
I don't know if how many people have been into a cockpit, but as you board a plane and look to your left.
How many things are there?
And then you look out the window. You can't see the ground.
No, you can't.
You're like, I'd be like, I don't even know where I'm at.
Oh, you could barely see anything. And I get that maybe you don't have to if you're
maybe
a real pilot.
Maybe it's better
pilot.
If you don't.
Yes, if you're a real pilot. But if you're just Joe Blow, I can land a plane.
Want me thinking I could.
I can do that. Mike's going to sit in the back and you keep the rum and coke coming, especially if you're landing the plane, dude. Oh, man, Tuesday. A few more things you should know.
You and I have talked about this before, the last place you got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it always blows up.
Right.
People always getting stuck somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's a woman in New York accidentally got one of her fingers caught in a grocery cart.
Okay.
For nearly a half hour.
All right.
Police had to show up. EMTs had to show up to help her escape.
Huh. Okay. That's interesting.
And this is the moment right here where the EMTs got her finger loose. The girl's name is Ashley Nolan. Listen to this.
Oh, my God. The sheriff is here. Did you call my name?
No, he's not
going to
pull it out or anything now.
There's a knuckle there. That's the problem.
There you go. Seems pretty seamless.
Yeah, I guess. Wow.
Shopping cart kind of made of that hard plastic with honeycomb design, you know, where she got her index finger caught in one of the holes.
Okay. I mean, I could see you doing that. I don't know what she was doing. Unless she was grabbing something and who knows.
I don't know.
Something around.
Her finger was caught in front of the cart. In the front of the cart. And then when she pulled it from... she went to pull it from the front. She noticed she couldn't get it out. So
hey, those little handcuff things that tighten up when you pull it apart.
Remember like as a kid?
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah.
Oh, you'd laugh for hours.
Became a stent. I can't get my finger.
That's funny. That's a great recall.
Right? Yes.
Here, try and get your fingers out of these.
Oh, my gosh.
And you did. You used your index fingers,
Yes, you put your index fingers, and you pulled, and it would tighten, and you couldn't get them out, so you had to push your fingers together to loosen it up.
And then pull it out.
Whew. Yes, exactly.
But as kids, you don't know that.
No. You just keep pulling. Help me.
That was such a cool thing as a kid.
Oh, such simple things. Uh-huh. Just the simple life, yes.
We might have to bring that back every once in a while, the last place you got stuck.
Oh,
but those grocery carts, sometimes those handheld ones, those baskets, or the carts could be tricky sometimes.
Right. I know. I read about kids once in a while who get their head stuck, you know, in the little leg hole. Like, why were you? No. Yeah. No. What are you doing?
They're kids. Yeah. They don't know.
No, I know it. Oh, listen, I was, you know.
The last place you were stuck.
Yeah. I can't remember. Was I in my garage? Well, I know that I, many years ago was stuck with my car running and my keys locked in it. So that was fun. That was kind of before cell phones too. It was like, you have got to be kidding me.
So you locked your car keys in the car with the car running?
With the car running. Yes.
I've done that too.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's the worst feeling. It's like, oh God, do I have gas? I have gas. Oh my God. What is going on?
You're not stuck, but you are stuck.
But you're stuck because you can't do one thing. Can't do one thing. And you hope, like I say, this was before cell phones, too, when everybody had one. And I literally was flagging, excuse me, somebody, hello.
I'll tell you this. When you ask somebody for a hanger, they automatically already know.
Yeah. Yes. That's
what's happened.
True.
And they
that's
look at you true. With such a sad face.
Oh, boy. And that's hard to do anymore. You can't just get in there.
No. They took that out, too, right?
Yes. Yes, they did.
All right. We're going to tell you how to win Madonna tickets here in just a couple of minutes. It's Tuesday, so I think we're going to do 10 questions.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We'll get that going here. Tell you how. Okay, all this week you have a chance to win tickets. Madonna. These are new dates. They're going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena January 18th. So from the Bubble Breeze Prize Closet. And hold on
squats.
For a second.
I'm doing my squats, okay?
We have Vinny on the phone. Good morning, Vinny. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
We're
now,
good, Vinny.
Last week he said he had all 10 questions correct.
Okay, well, that's great. You're not going to hear that today, probably.
We'll see what happens. So, all right, you know how to play. Here we go.
All right.
Start the music.
All right.
Question number one. I'm giving the questions to Carla. Vinny, feel free to help out. Number one. And you, Morty, keep score.
Okay.
That's all. At least keep score. Do you have a sheet of paper here?
I got a slipper notepad right here. We're good.
Okay.
Does Morty know all the answers to these?
I don't. No. I'm going to play along with you.
Okay. Thanks, Morty.
Oh, that should help. Yeah, listen, Vinny even said great.
Right.
All right. Question number one. What does WWW stand for in a website browser?
World Wide Web.
All right. Number two.
Correct.
Thank you, Vinny. Number two, how long is an Olympic swimming pool in meters?
50. I think it's 50 meters.
Final answer?
Yeah. Vinny, what do you think?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it's 50 meters.
Okay.
Just number one length of it. Yes.
Number three.
Okay.
What countries made up the original Axis powers in World War II? All you have to do is name one.
In World War II?
Axis powers.
Poland.
All right. Final answer?
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Can you read? Is the Axis alliance in World War II?
Yeah.
Are you sure, Carl? I'm going to remember it's the other side.
I know. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Look at Vinny being all strategic. Yeah, no,
hold on, Vinny. I'm trying to look because I'm trying to look at that time as well.
You want to pass?
Go with Germany.
No, that was actually my first thought. Yeah, I'll go with Germany.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Number four. Which country do cities of Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane belong to?
Australia.
All right. Number five. The geometric shape is generally used for stop signs. What geometric shape?
Octagon.
Okay. What is cynophobia?
I should know this.
Number six.
Cynophobia.
Cynophobia.
Yeah. God, I can't.
Wait, is xenophobia?
Cynophobia.
With a Z?
Xenophobia.
With a
Can
Z? Xenophobia.
C-Y-N-O.
Oh. Is it a fear of TV or a color, I'm thinking.
All right.
Vinny, anything? No?
Okay.
I want to say it's fear of dogs.
Fear of dogs.
You know what, Vinny? If you keep Googling,
we're going to
kick you off this game show so fast.
Sure. Since Vinny's playing, sure. I'll go with that. Since he is playing.
Listen to Vinny.
I don't know why the C-Y-N is something else, but anyhow, go ahead.
All right. Number seven. What punctuation mark ends an imperative sentence?
An exclamation point?
Yep.
Okay. Number eight. Who named the Pacific Ocean?
The Pacificians. dudes on the West Coast. The Pacific. It had to be an Indian tribe, I'm thinking. And I don't know who. Vinny, anything?
I have no clue.
Okay, well, we might pass on that then. Right. That might be
number
a pass.
Nine. How many languages are written from right to left? How many languages are written from right to left?
Well,
let's say within two.
Well, yeah, because I know some of like the Asian languages, I think. I'll say one, but I think that encompasses a lot of them, but I'll say one.
Okay. Number 10, the final one. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Yeah, I try not to ever look at them. It's like a cat of some sort, I think. Vinny, do you know?
Cat?
I know. I can't think. Or am I thinking of the Jack? No.
I know. Don't know.
Okay. Final answer, cat?
I can't think of what it is. I swear I don't know if I've ever actually seen it up close. I'm not sure. I swear to you.
Okay.
Go with cat, and then I'm going back to question number eight.
Wait, so your answer on 10 was cat, right?
Yes, yeah, some sort of cat. Yes.
All right. And number eight, who named the Pacific Ocean?
I am not sure. I will go with the tribe, an American Indian tribe. I don't know. Or what? Morty's saying it, so it's got to be the Hawaii of some sort.
The Hawaiians? Actually know this. But Vinny was like, Morty's going to help out. Nope, not going to help out on this one.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Morty. Thanks a lot.
All right, that's it. Time's up. You know what?
Time's up. Yeah. Can we please end the game? Thank you. Jeez.
All right. We're going to tabulate the vote or the correct answers. Okay. And then, Vinny, think about it. Within one, on either side, how many do you think Carla got right? So think about that. We'll take a break and be back. All right, Vinny, within one, how many do you think she got right?
All right, I know she got seven right, and I'm not sure on the eight. So I'm going to say she got eight right just to be safe.
All right, here we go. Number one. You were correct. World Wide Web. Mm-hmm. Number two, correct. 50 meters. Number three, what countries make up the original Axis powers? Which can be a tricky one, but they were the enemy, so Germany was a good call.
Yeah, okay.
Italy and Japan would have done.
Okay.
Number four, correct. Australia, the cities Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane belong to. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs? That's number five. You were correct. Octagon. Cynophobia. Number six. Right. The fear of dogs.
It is. Okay.
What punctuation mark ends an imperative sentence? I knew you would get this right. Number seven. A period or exclamation point. Who named the Pacific Ocean?
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tough one.
Yeah, I don't
More
know
to go ahead.
I don't.
Magellan.
Oh, well.
Oh, God.
This was kind of a weird one. How many languages are written from right to left? And kind of an unfair question, but I said within two.
Right.
12, actually.
Okay. All right. Because I think most of them, I thought most of them were Asian.
Yeah.
But then that would be Mandarin, and that would be
that
Chinese.
That could be a whole bunch
and
of
that
them.
Could be, right, right.
And number 10, which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a horse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
I have never, I don't think I've ever looked at a Porsche logo.
But that closely.
Yeah, I have
so
not.
So, Morty, how many did she get right?
Okay.
So
all
within
right.
one, he guessed eight, so you're a winner.
All right, good job, Vinny. Oh, good job, honey. You are finally going to see Madonna.
Finally.
You got the tickets from the Bubble Breeze Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Newsflash. It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Ah, this will make you feel good. 57-year-old employee at a water treatment plant in Louisiana got fired and arrested last week for peeing in the town's water supply.
Yeah, okay, good. Beautiful. Where was that, Mike?
Down there in Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay.
In Donaldsonville, Louisiana, about halfway between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. It's not clear how many times he's done it, but they caught him on video at least twice.
That's too many times.
That's beautiful.
That it should.
Yeah.
No word on whether he was just being lazy or didn't want to walk to the bathroom.
Well,
or
you know,
if he did it for some other reason.
Yeah.
But when he did it on this past Sunday, he didn't shift the camera enough, so you couldn't see.
I try to think, like, how logically.
Oh, you
think?
Could still see.
Yeah. How logically? So you're thinking, well, I'll just do it in the water or you know, because that'll be better than, you know, going outside, to, you know, or going to the bath. I mean, where's the logic?
Jeez. Well, the fact that he had to move the camera.
Yes.
Wouldn't you love to have Carla at the press conference?
Yes,
Where's the logic?
And making a horrible attorney or a really good one.
Or like the mayor.
Why?
In charge of the water department.
Yes. What are you doing? Stupid.
Officials put out a statement assuring people of the town's water is safe to drink.
Okay.
All right. We assure you it's okay to drink our water.
In fact, people behind me have a cup.
Look at me drinking it right now. Go ahead, Bob. Yeah. See? Bob's okay.
Bottoms up, everybody.
Yeah. There we go.
Joey Miller and Matthew McNelly. Probably the big idiots when it comes to going on a crime spree. They didn't use the typical mask hoods or, you know, the baklavas typical of most criminals, but instead chose to draw on their faces with permanent marker.
Oh, that's brilliant. Brilliant.
While it may have been hard to recognize him during the crime spree,
oh, yeah.
You know what? You know, permanent markers hard to get off.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You have that mustache that for a long, long time. Mike, you might want to do that on your beard. Just poke that in for you know, no shave November.
You imagine? Don't put glasses on. I'll
yes,
let me...
that's right. They'll last you forever.
Wasn't too hard to track these guys down.
Oh. Man, but I love been, that.
I wish I don't even know where that was
my
at.
My generation never drew mustaches. That. They drew other things.
Oh, man. I know.
And that never came off for 3 or 4 days, if even that.
When my old roommate Lynn, back in the day, she was a firefighter. And when she graduated from rookie school, we had a big party. And a bunch of the firefighters passed out. You know who you are. And we went and drew things on their faces. Yeah. All the girls, get the Sharpie, Monica. Let's go. Do that.
They're so hot.
Great. I know. And then threw their shoes on our roof. And mm-hmm. of course, the next morning it was like, oh, we got to get those. Oh,
those
man.
Good college days,
call
huh?
Call the fire department. Well, listen, in Evansville, Indiana, Mike, in your home state,
yes,
beautiful Indiana, mm-hmm. police arrested a naked man for blocking traffic. Now, Christopher, he took all of his clothes off right there in the street. He placed them in a tidy pile at an intersection and put on a pair of goggles and attempted to block cars from moving through the intersection. I don't know why. He didn't say why. Cops showed up, charged him with indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespass. And they kept asking. He gave no reason for his odd behavior. He didn't think it was odd at all.
So where was this at?
It was in Indiana.
Back home again in Indiana.
God, I miss it back there.
Can't imagine hearing that day after day wouldn't cause you to take your clothes off in the middle of the intersection. And a Colombian man, this is a sweet story. He is engaged to a rag doll. He said that he... and his doll have welcomed a third child into the world. Oh. Christian says that Natalia, ragdoll, okay. is the love of his life. He posted pictures of her in a hospital gown, giving birth to their newest little ragdoll child. And they also were tended to by a ragdoll doctor. I am not making this up, people. Yeah. That's little Sammy, is what they named.
Sammy Ragdoll.
Their newborn son, yeah.
So the battery died.
I was going to say, I don't know if the last name is Ragdoll, Mike, just assume, you know.
Hate your profile.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, cute outfit.
You know what's funny is you did a story, like, I'd say a couple months ago, uh-huh. of a woman that uh-huh. had the same thing.
Who had, I think she married a ragdoll, didn't she?
So, so why doesn't he and her get together?
Well, they obviously don't want to marry people, Morty.
Morty, you're so logical.
They like straw, that's why. They just like straw, that's all. Ew, no, don't talk to me. But, you know, are they that, really? Maybe they're the smart ones, right?
What?
Yes,
why? Exactly. Why?
That is your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
96.3 KKLZ.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that Tuesday off on a little more positive note. All sponsored by our friends over at the Las Vegas Aviators. Baseball is back and the Aviator season opener is April 4th. Mark that on your calendar. Life is better at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, a 91-year-old man from Colorado just became the oldest person to hike across the Grand Canyon. He started at the North Rim, went down into the canyon, hiked back up, and finished at the South Rim. He hiked a total of 24 miles in 5 days. Now, some may say, well, that's pretty normal. Really, is it, though, for a 91-year-old man hiking the Grand Canyon?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. So good for him.
You know what? When those people who are saying that do it,
yeah, exactly.
Then you can say something.
Yes. I did a couple weeks ago a little over six mile hike. Okay, fine. That was easy. But it's an easy hike. I'm not going down and coming back up and, you know, a mile down.
Good for him.
Yep.
If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, submit it through the MNC mailbag on our website, 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have tickets for Madonna, Sammy Hagar, plus a lot more. Otherwise, do have a great day. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Pick the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Store. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.